today on The Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.
Just a few days away from the Lions Lair celebration. This is the 12th anniversary of the Lions Lair. It's Hamilton's leading pitch competition that brings together innovation and entrepreneurship. A couple of years, of course, doing everything virtually because of COVID, but we're back on track. It's going to be live once again, September the 28th at Carmen's Banquet Center up on the mountain. The doors will open at 5 p.m. It's always a fun evening. And it's a great evening, by the way, for young business types and entrepreneurs. I've been there a few times, and there's a lot of business cards passing back and forth. You know, hey, let's talk about this. Let's do this, which is exactly what innovation is all about, right? Sharing ideas. So that should be an awful lot of fun in the competition. For those who are not aware of what the Lions Lair is, it's Dragon's Den. You know, it's the Shark Tank, same idea. 16 finalists, and they go to workshops, training sessions. They develop their pitches for the Lions, a trio of folks that are going to judge exactly who are the best among them. And there's $50,000 in cash prizes. So there's a lot on the line here. And we've introduced you to some of the people over the last couple of weeks who are in the finals. And I want to bring another one on today. This one I find very intriguing. The company is called AGS Zephyr, but there's a lot more to it than that. Sam Alessio is the co-founder of this program, and he joins us here on the Bill Kelly Show to talk about this. Sam, welcome to the show. It's good to have you with us again.
Thanks very much. Nice to be here.
We've been talking for the last 2.5 years or so about air quality indoors. It's all because of the pandemic, and you know we're very concerned about quality of air and what happens. You know, we've got older buildings, etc. And there's always somebody that says, well, is there a better way to do this? And from that comes your idea here for basically a filtration system. Explain to our listeners exactly what this is.
Well, sure. We provide proprietary air purifier technology to assist in the reduction of viral spread between the indoor people-people interaction. And what it does is differently than what other ones do is the fact that when we took a look at the whole indoor air quality, we said, let's segment the room into zones and say, where is most of the virus spread, like flus, viruses, COVID, as you said earlier, where do they occur? And, you know, they really occur when you're sitting across from each other, having a coffee or having a meeting in a boardroom or a cafeteria. That's where most of the virus transmission occurs. So that our whole company is founded on designing a product that will solve that problem in that zone where people are actually sitting with each other, versus what you see in the other HVAC systems during COVID. They built much more powerful systems to clean the whole room. We were focused on, hey, how about where people are actually sitting, actually congregating together? And that's what makes our product so unique. And we went out and patented our idea, thought, make sure, is it unique? And we did get patents for our product. And then we went to the government and said, hey, listen, where would you go test the validity of this, you know, during this whole pandemic? And they said, listen, we go to McMaster University Center of Excellence Labs. And they gave us a name. We went over there and we went to them and worked with them to develop a lab to specifically test indoor air quality. And I can say that it's been very positive. And our PZAP, our machine, was effective over 80% of removing the viral particulate in the air at the area that we wanted to focus on in a room.
Well, that's what I would call effective. PZAP, by the way, is the acronym. It's a personal zone air purification system. Got to ask you, though, when did the concept come to you, Sam? Did you develop this pre-COVID, or was this as a response to COVID?
It started with the three of us, myself, George Gatto, and Robert Sofka, were the founders. We got together. We worked in the past for our companies, and between the three of us, we have over 50 patents and created over $700 million in revenue for the companies. And we were always problem solvers. So we actually got together early 2020 when the pandemic was starting. And we wanted to figure out a solution to, you know, how do we get people to stop getting sick? At that time, there were no vaccines. Mm-hmm. All you're doing is washing your hands. So that's when it started. In 2020, we started the product, the idea, came up with ideas. The main architect of the design is George Gatto, our CTO. And then we started to, you know, talk it out. And from that, you start making a functional prototype, you know, start testing it. And we're here today.
You're one of those guys, huh? You're one of these guys that's always thinking, always, you know, somebody will look at something and say, oh, yeah, well, that's just the way it is. And you say, no, I think we can do better. I got an idea. And you move from project to project. And this sounds like a winner, especially, like you say, it's timely. I mean, you know, we're hoping that we're seeing the worst days of COVID, and maybe that's, you know, going to be in our rearview mirror. But it's coming up on flu season. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on these days, and I think we're more cognizant of air quality and the relation to public health than probably we ever were before. So this is an idea whose time has come, I think, Sam.
I think so. Even before COVID, so some statistics that we've got are that it's big numbers, $35 billion lost productivity due to people taking sick days. In Canada, the average from Stats Canada was $3,500 per employee is lost in productivity in the businesses to the viruses, even with all these existing technologies in place. And so, you know, where are they getting sick? We try to figure that out. And we think it is timely, especially considering, given today, the large businesses are saying we want employees to come back to work. You hear that all the time. So if you want to come back to work, you know, you have to also ask yourself, what have you done differently in your place of business to, as another layer of safety, to make people feel comfortable coming back to work, given you're telling them to come back to work. I think by having a PSAP installed in the areas where people are actually congregating, just even from a soft cost perspective, you're saying to employees, we care about you. We understand. We learned from the pandemic, and we're going to do something different, just like we all do as people. We always try to learn from what's happened the negative things that have come up in our life. We learn from them and react positively and make a positive difference to make people want to feel they want to come back.
Exactly. Sam Alessio, the co-founder of AGS Zephyr. Sam, first of all, good luck with the competition and good luck with PSAP. I think this is a great idea and I can see great things happening to you. We'll talk again soon down the road, I guess, as you move on to your next project. But thanks for being with us today.
Thanks very much. Have a great
day. Take care. You too.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.